This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Really wanted to record this episode. I'm just taking a break from just not chucking away my computer right now. It's just lonely because, like, if you guys ever want to be a creator or, you know, working on YouTube or creating content or podcasts or anything whatsoever, buy yourself a MacBook Air with a big memory hard drive, please. You'll thank me, trust me. I, on the other hand, did not listen to this advice, and I went with the MacBook Air. It was $1,100, and it had the lowest memory, like most minimal memory you can get from the Apple line, 120 gigabyte hard drive memory, and I only have 1 gigabyte of memory left, and I can't even upload a video or edit on YouTube or anything whatsoever. So I just decided to just kind of walk away from this from now for a second, just record this episode for you guys, just that way I can just keep my sanity a little bit, so that way we can get that going. But it's so funny because, like, my cell phone has more memory than my laptop. I have 128 gigabyte Google Pixel 2. I love that phone, by the way. And it was large. It's more than my my own laptop. It's so sad. It's so sad. So, guys, listen to my advice and get the MacBook Pro. Or if you're not a big Apple fan, get something with a lot of memory, okay? Anyways, we're going to move forward with this, or else I'm going to throw out my computer in a second, but hope you guys are all doing great today. Happy Sunday. I recorded this episode for the Sunday and everything like that, so it's going to be in the future a little bit. I just wanted to record you guys this episode about an interesting conversation that I had with my friend Olivia about just receiving and surrendering. For the longest time, I'm still trying to grasp the idea of surrendering to the universe. Some people say that, and I'm trying to understand what that is, and I'm very practical. And for the past couple months or so, I've been really dialing down of what I need to do in this life. What do I have to really kind of clear out off my plate? Things that aren't serving me, things that aren't moving the needle forward, and really buckle down on the things I need. Like, so number one would be like income. But what I've noticed is that my relationship with income has been quite interesting, because, like, coming up from a family with limiting beliefs about just money scarcity mentality and nothing. And my mom, you know, for the longest time, I know their net worth, and they're just very savvy. Like, they're not very savvy, but they come from a scarcity mentality, and it's always scared to, like, kind of lose everything. They invest into, like, you know, GICs to kind of, like, really grow, like, maybe 1 or 2% of their money, and very, very scared, you know, like, they're scared of, like, losing all that money and everything like that. And they're always saying, like, money doesn't grow on trees. We're hard for the money, which I get. But, like, doesn't have to be like that, right? Like, I know that after doing so many podcast interviews, that a lot of entrepreneurs tell me that there is an abundance of everything in the world. There is an abundance. There is enough for everyone, for all. And trying to understand that is super important, super key. But also, you have to improve the relationship of the things that you are lacking, right? One thing that, which I'm going to get into this conversation, the thing that I'm going to teach you guys and share with you guys of this whole entire premise of this kind of conversation, is that I had to understand that I'm not very comfortable with the relationship with the money I have. Like, you know, so, like, like, me, like, my relationship with money is not that great, only because, like I said, limiting beliefs and everything like that. And so understanding that and really, really understanding this kind of habit and then going about it in a way where understanding that, you know, what can I do to improve my relationship with money is super important. These are the kind of conversations that I have with myself where, okay, so imagine imagine what happens when somebody wins the lottery, millions of dollars, and the next you know they're actually worse off when they kind of leave after that, right? And so really brings me back to that conversation with myself, like, you know, how do I improve that conversation with myself with money? Because I actually am not able to kind of understand and receive it, and what am I going to do once I do receive it, right? Like, how do I maintain it? It's the same thing as, like, for me, like, I get a lot of compliments about my long hair or something like that, or, like, I get a compliment, and I say, oh, no, you know what? Like, but now it's totally different for me, because I say, all I say to everybody whoever gives me a compliment is thank you, right? A simple thank you, right? So this is what all the fruition of all the work that I've been doing has been kind of conditioning myself to go and accept this, right? This is what I mean by receiving, right? So if for those people who are out there who are hustling and being entrepreneurs and anything like that, if you still have the same spending habits, right, it's definitely going to go away. Like, it's not going to last, right? It's going to go, all your money's going to go away. And so how do you condition yourself to receive this, receive all that, and receive abundance, right? Something that comes up a lot through my conversations with so many entrepreneurs is that receiving abundance, right? And so I had to really look at that for myself, and questions I've been asking over and over, and I didn't really have an answer to. So, like, you know, luckily my friend Olivia reached out to me and wanted to catch up, and she's like the one person that I really love to kind of ask these kind of questions, because she's in her personal journey as well too. So I always like to kind of, like, you know, compare notes and all this such and everything, right? So we had this conversation, and I was just explaining to her about my situation, about, like, you know, me having this relationship with money, and I'm struggling with this because I'm trying to, like, clear out all the things that are unnecessary in my life and look at the actions of what can I do today to kind of move the needle forward, and that is money wise, right? And so coming from that place, like, what is the amount of money that I need? Being comfortable with that, and then what do I want to do with this money, right? Which is, like, kind of go and build schools and really share and help people, and it's always been coming from a great place. And so but, like, things, like, deep down in myself, I feel sleazy as well too, because I know deep down that I do kind of want to, like, drive that sports car and get it out of my system because I enjoy driving, and, like, I feel bad and guilty about that, right? So it's like, it's a push-pull kind of deal, right? It's so interesting kind of have that. Asked Olivia this, and then she says to me that, you know, she has a similar situation where on her birthday she's actually crying. And I said, why? And she said, you know, I was crying because, like, I am grieving, really. It's this feeling of grief. And it was, I didn't understand what that was. And she was, like, elaborating on this. She's like, oh, you know what? Like, I've, to receive, right, to be the best version of yourself, you have to go and really condition yourself for that. And you kind of almost have to fake it till you make it and really believe into that, right? And so she has saying goodbye to her old self, and she's grieving over that because now it's the next chapter of her life, and she's really abundantly believing that and really surrendering to the process, and really and I'm trying to take all this in at the same time. I'm trying to understand, and it was so interesting and fascinating from this conversation with Olivia, where I really wanted to make this an episode, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is me right now. This is, like, what I need. This is almost an answer, and I'm trying to, like, grasp it from the own way, because I'm always looking at it from my perspective and with an open mind, obviously, and I'm trying to understand that, right? So what she said that totally makes sense to me. So she continues on and says that, you know what, like, the new Olivia is gonna be amazing, you know, defining of what, like, the future Olivia is all about, and then being able to receive this, being comfortable with the amount of money, the amount of love, the amount of abundance, and being comfortable with that so you wouldn't self-sabotage yourself. I was like, holy shit, she's got this. This is amazing. Like, I was like, this is so exactly hits the nail on the head right now, and it's so interesting because, like, it's exactly what I'm looking for, where I'm trying to be comfortable with money and not feel guilty, right? And not trying to, not self-sabotaging myself, because I know deep down it almost as if, like, I'm almost self-sabotaging myself by doing so many different things online, and then me truly being vulnerable with you listening to this podcast episode, like, saying, like, I self-sabotaged myself because, like, I just was building, and the next thing I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't believe it. Like, money comes, you know, it has to come with hard work and such, right? So that is trying to understand that, grasp that, and just go on forward and move on forward, right, with that. And so what does that look like? What does that look like, right? Like, I'm trying to understand what Olivia did and, like, in her process and everything like that, and trying to, I'm asking, like, what does that look like all the time? And one thing that she said to me that was just really interesting that stuck out was that, you know, I really had to define my future self and what does that look like. And I went and did that. Okay, from what I understand from our conversation, my conversation with Olivia was that she really defined what does the new version of Olivia looks like, and then really ingrained that into your subconsciousness by really faking till you make it and asking yourself, like, what would the best version of myself do? What would the best version of myself act and do and read, and what kind of habits and all such, right? So it was such a great, great kind of conversation that I really wanted to share with you guys, because, like, it's something that I've done personally right now, where I've defined of, like, really taking time, just writing a journal, and, like, what is, like, the future you look like, the future Paul Lamb, habits, how does he handle money, how does he, you know, deal with stress, how does he read, how does he learn, and outlining in detail about this kind of stuff, because, like, the more you write it out, the more you kind of see it, the more you ingrain into your head, and the more you build it for yourself, because it's so true. You're not who you are, you know, your current, like, circumstances aren't defining who you are, and you're moving forward. You can choose better. You can choose forward. You can just have a better relationship. Nothing's set in stone in your life, and I realized that more than ever before, that it's such a great, great, great thing to know that you can change. You can change yourself and mold yourself in any way you want. And so this is what it looks like to me and for me. And I hope you guys take this as a golden nugget as well too, because, like, you can change yourself and you can be the best version of yourself and get out and do your thing and just be amazing people, because, like, it's something that I'm doing right now, and I'm really, really working hard in the relationship with money, because I really don't want to self-sabotage myself. You can be abundant. You can't have this kind of life, right? So anyways, guys, I'm going to cut it off here. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to see you guys on the flip side. I love you guys. Have yourself a great one. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.